The World Crisis, Volume 1, by Winston Churchill. Chapter 10, The Mobilization of the Navy. The minutes passed slowly. Once more now in the march of centuries, old England was to stand forth in battle against the mightiest thrones and dominations. Once more, in defense of the liberties of Europe and the common right, must she enter upon a voyage of great toil and hazard across waters uncharted, towards coasts unknown, guided only by the stars. Once more, the far-off line of storm-beaten ships was to stand between the continental tyrant and the dominion of the world. It was 11 o'clock at night, 12 by German time, when the ultimatum expired. The windows of the Admiralty were thrown wide open in the warm night air. Under the roof from which Nelson had received his orders were gathered a small group of admirals and captains and a cluster of clerks, pencil in hand, waiting. Along the mall from the direction of the palace, the sound of an immense concourse singing "God Save the King" floated in. On this deep wave there broke the chimes of Big Ben, and as the first stroke of the hour boomed out, a rustle of movement swept across the room. The war telegram, which meant "commence hostilities against Germany," was flashed to the ships and establishments under the white ensign all over the world. I walked across the Horse Guards parade to the cabinet room and reported to the Prime Minister and the ministers who were assembled there that the deed was done.